Hi, I'm Joan. I'm an alcoholic, and I was very interested in telling my story today. My sobriety date is August 1st, 1985. I have 26 years, and I've been around AA a long time and had a lot of experiences. My first experience was actually that I had gone out one night and I had done an overabundance of alcohol and got very, very sick, and did some drugs with that as well, and I passed out. And when I woke up, the telephone was in my hand, and I don't even know how it got there. Somehow, some way, I must have been reaching out for help. And it was Central Service that was actually on the phone. And they had told me that I never had to feel this way again. And I didn't understand why it was, but it clicked, that I never had to feel this way again. And how did they know how I felt? And what they said to me is that I could go to a meeting and meet other people who felt just like I felt. So that's what I did. I went to the Chelsea Mall. There was a room in the back of the Chelsea Mall, and I went back there. And there was a bunch of people there, and everybody introduced themselves. And I had a real chip on my shoulder because I didn't want to be there, but I knew I had to be there because I was very ill. And I thought that if you made me feel better, I could go out and do what I needed to do. And that wasn't the case. Their advice to me was not to do that and to take it a day at a time and stop drinking. And the people that I had met had said to me, just go to another meeting and keep coming. And I was curious. So what I did was I went to another meeting that night, and I met some more people, and I met a lot of women. And I cried quite a bit, and they said to me that you don't have to feel this way again. And they kept saying that to me, and I knew that they knew something that I had never heard before. So what they did was said, follow what we do. And they had me pick up ashtrays, which was a long time ago when you could smoke in meetings. And that's what I did. I picked up ashtrays, I pushed in chairs, I swept floors, and I kept calling the women who were in my life. And a lot of times I cried. And a lot of times I felt a lot of pain. And they told me that I should probably get into the steps. And the 12 steps of recovery were something that I had no idea anything about. And when I went to meetings, they told me that, you know, I was powerless over alcohol and about insanity and about taking a fourth step and a fifth step, and I was very overwhelmed. And I didn't think I had any shortcomings or any character defects, and I honestly believe that. The denial was great. But I did. I continued to go, and I continued to cry, and there was a lot of pain inside, and I needed a lot of help. And I was powerless because, just to backtrack a little bit, when I was a child, I learned powerlessness very early. I learned it from my parents. My parents were both alcoholics. And at a very young age, I watched them destroy themselves and the family. And never do I lay blame on them, although I have to tell you, my first experience with alcohol was watching them and me thinking that I would never, never pick up a bottle, because whatever was in that bottle was dangerous and it hurt people. And one day when I was 6 years old, my dad had called my mom, and my mom was upstairs sleeping. And I ran upstairs and got her and said, Mom, Dad's on the phone, Dad's on the phone. And things were very crazy and dysfunctional, so when Dad called, you had to get Mom on the phone. So Mom came down the stairs, and halfway down she fell. And she fell on top of me and broke her skull, and she passed on. And the ambulance came, and they looked in my eyes, and they said, what's your name? And I said, Joni. And I knew from the man's eyes that something was drastically wrong. And I knew whatever was in that bottle smelled in that room, and that Mom wasn't awake. So off they did. They took her to the hospital, and she was pronounced dead the next day. So as a six-year-old, I swore upon that night that I would never, never drink what was in that bottle. And the insidiousness of this disease carries on, and as I became a teenager, I realized I needed relief. I couldn't deal with the fact I didn't have a mother. I couldn't deal with the fact that I had a drunk for a father. And I couldn't deal with the lies and the sneakiness and the whole ism part of the alcohol before I actually put it in my body. The ism part being everything that came before the alcohol. So when I did put the alcohol in my body, I just kind of felt the kind of relief that I needed. You know, all my lies came true. I was more pretty. I was more smart. I could dance. I could do whatever I wanted to do. But it didn't work. I went to the bar every day. I went to the bar as a teenager in high school, got kicked out of high school. My life was extremely unmanageable, which brought me right up until the time that I have been on the floor asking for help and finding it, being introduced to AA. And today, things are very good. Today, things are very good. I've lost a lot in sobriety. I've gained a lot in sobriety. I'm grateful for the losses I've had. I had a brother kill himself about a year and a half ago due to this disease because he wanted to drink, and he killed himself. And the fact of the matter is I didn't have to drink because of it. And, you know, I have children. I have a child who has this disease. And, you know, I lost a mother, a father, and a brother, and it's trying to take my son, but he has 90 days, which is great. And I'm here telling my story so I can kind of inspire somebody else that they can come to on this road with us. AA is a beautiful place. The people are beautiful, and not everything's perfect, but a day at a time, I feel as though that I remain teachable, and I really enjoy. I enjoy the people around me. I enjoy giving back. Part of me telling my story is giving back. I've always said no credit, no blame. I don't take credit. I give it to God. God is good. I get on my knees every day. I ask God to help me. I do the third step prayer, the seventh step prayer. When I go to bed at night, I thank Him. I'm thankful for the good, for the bad, the ugly. And I enjoy. I enjoy people today, and I enjoy giving back. And a day at a time, I remain teachable. Thanks.